Troop Bell presents.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled Dom Tuffy episode for this important message.
We're standing here in a local business office where we're going to see just how loyal a customer is to a telephone service. Hello, may I ask your name, please?
Mrs. Albert Toby.
Well, Mrs. Toby, I see you have a flat rate line. Have you always been a flat rate customer?
Oh, yes. I couldn't afford phone service without it.
Well, I see your credit card here really gets a lot of usage.
That's not my credit card.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm prepared to make you a terrific offer.
Sure you are.
No, really. I'm going to offer you 2 message rate lines in exchange for your flat rate line.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
You mean you won't trade for twice as many message rate lines?
No, I won't.
Tell you what, how about 3 message rate lines?
No.
4?
Listen, buddy, I don't want your lousy message rate service.
How about 50 message units?
No!
Listen, lady, I want that flat rate line. Give it to me or I'm gonna start getting rough.
Get away from me.
Give me that flat rate line.
No, no!
Hey, listen, I want that flat rate
call
line.
Call a representative!
Give me that flat... And now, the adventures of Dom Tuffy.
Yes, it's Dominic J. Tuffy, toll fraud investigator extraordinaire, who's busted many little old ladies for finding dimes in payphones.
Give me that dime.
Back off, sonny!
As our episode begins, we find our hero Dom and his faithful sidekick, DeWitt Ness, outside a large brick building on Trey Street in Philadelphia.
Look at that, DeWitt.
Right, Dom.
An entire building devoted to defrauding the company. Hey, DeWitt, you forgot to close your car door.
Right, Dom.
I wish you wouldn't do that, DeWitt.
Right, Dom.
Let's go inside. There's a step there, DeWitt. Hey, DeWitt, look at that lady over there.
Right, Dom.
She looks like she hasn't had any sleep in years.
Right, Dom.
Hey, lady, what do you do around here?
I'm the recording.
What recording?
2152.
Yeah. Let's go in that room, DeWitt.
Right, Dom.
What you done doing in this building, boy?
We're a profit-making organization.
I done don't care who you are, boy. I done don't want you in my building.
Tell him who we are, DeWitt.
Right, Dom.
Oh, I was just fooling around with you, silly boys. Oh, relinquish the idea. Go right ahead.
I knew you'd see it our way. You can put him down now, DeWitt.
Right, Dom.
Hey, DeWitt, look at all that pilfered telephone equipment.
Right, Dom.
I haven't seen so much equipment since I busted Group Bell. Hey, you over there, what do you do around here?
I'm a switchman. What'd you think I was?
And what are you?
I'm a switchman.
What'd you think he was? Yeah, and I suppose you're a switchman too, huh?
I'm the switchman. I'm the supervisor. Yeah, that's right. I'm the brains behind the operation. Yeah, that's right.
What'd you think he was?
Hey, what's that big thing over there?
That's our 17C test board. Yeah, that's right, huh?
What'd you think it was? It looks like an illegal device to me.
It's our 17C test board. Yeah, that's right, huh?
According to section 79814361-3705 of the new revised Bell System practices, any device capable of rendering the Bell System's toll equipment or billing systems unable to charge in a profit-making manner, or thus creating instances of one who thus contains such knowledge, is in effect, due to the before-mentioned device, thus in effect not totally limited to such said usage by any person thus containing such knowledge in respect to operations, usage or sabotage of such systems shall therefore be incapacitated to use such said device. Thus, in a way to avoid charges derived from any common type of billing system, including therefore a pay station, actions, which is classified under the category of pay stations by unnatural means, unnatural representing any unauthorized participation in such events which in effect limit profit-making devices. Love that word, profit-making. Or performing natural functions in respect to the large-scale income-gathering service.
What?
In other words, we're gonna rip it out. Rip it out, DeWitt.
Right, Tom.
You can't do that. You can't. No, you can't do that. You can't. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't. You can't do that.
I'm sorry, but due to damaged telephone equipment in Philadelphia, your call cannot be completed at this time. Emergency calls may be placed through your operator. This is a recording. 215-1.
This is a Group Bell production.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that.